as we sit here and observe the mind, we can see the breath rising and falling away, physical sensations come and go, thoughts arise and disappear, sounds coming and going, and sometimes emotions might arise and they can peak and fall away. These are all the objects of the mind. We can be aware of these objects coming and going, watching the flow of experience. When emotions arise, we can see that they are more complex than the simpler physical sensations. They include thoughts, feelings, responses, some form of pleasure or displeasure. They can be very intense, like intense anger or fear or intense joy. Those are hard to miss. Or they can be milder, like the afflictive frustration, irritation, annoyance, or maybe the enjoyable amusement or gladness. If emotions are intense or if we're averse to them, it's easy to get caught by them, to identify with them as who we are, to get lost in them. But emotions come and go like any other phenomena. That anger or joy we experienced yesterday is no more who we are than the pain in our knee, just another passing experience. Emotions come and go like everything else. The word emotion means to move through, to rise, to peak, and to fade. We can allow them to exist just as they are. Watch them rise and let them go away without complicating them with judgment, resistance, clinging, trying to fix anything. Some of you are familiar with the raft formula, or maybe you've used the rain formula, which is the same idea, very similar. Raft is a way to help us attend emotions when they're complex and they're hard to put our arms around. Some people have strong emotions arise in meditation, and others don't. They might show up when you're walking or at other times. Some people are more emotional than others, just how our natures might be. But this process can also be used with the five hindrances that all of us seem to experience, at least occasionally, right? So RAFT stands for recognize, allow, feel, and tease apart. And I'll go through each of them. So the first step is to recognize. Just a very simple recognizing of what's there. It can help to name it if you know what it is. Sadness, anger, joy. Often that simple recognition is all that's needed to allow us to connect with it, to watch the emotion come and go and not get caught up in it. Sometimes we may not know what we're feeling, but we just know we don't like it. It's unpleasant. We can just name it unpleasant feeling. It's not about getting it right. It's about connecting with it. The second step is to allow. Sometimes with emotions we don't like, we resist them. We don't want to feel something. It shouldn't be there. We can recognize resistance and we can realign ourselves by making the conscious choice to to allow this emotion to flow through, to give it room to be here. It's okay. And often this is enough, and the emotion can fade unimpeded. If emotions are more intense, it can often be helpful to apply the third step, to feel it in our bodies. By turning to how the emotion feels in our bodies, it can allow us to experience it a bit like a wave that rises, peaks, and fades away. And at other times, when emotions feel intense or complicated or recurring, we might apply the fourth step to tease it apart. And one of the simple ways of understanding that is to see the difference between the story that triggers the emotion and the emotion itself. To clearly recognize, this is story. This is feeling, or this is resistance. And it makes it easier to drop the story and go to the feeling. If the emotion has passed and the story, right, and we replay the story in our minds, it will re-trigger the emotion. So you can keep the emotion alive just by telling yourself the story or different versions of it over and over again. So recognizing the story can be a really important piece of how we work with recurring, complicated, difficult emotions. We can also see the difference between the emotion and our relationship towards it, our attitude towards it. Are we wanting more of it? Or are we pushing it away? Or are we judging it? And if it's still there, we can settle back on the felt sense of emotion in our body. So raft, to recognize, allow, to feel it in the body, and to tease it apart, which is to see the difference between the story and the feeling in the body, to see the difference between the emotion and our attitude towards the emotion, our relationship to it. And to be gentle with this whole process, to allow it. So if you haven't already, we'll start meditation, we'll guide the first several minutes of it. So gently close your eyes. Taking a relaxed but alert posture. Take a couple of deep breaths. And with each breath, relaxing a little bit more. Sensing your body as a whole. Relax any obvious tensions. Just allow your mind to scan the body, any of the areas that you might be tensing. And relax what you can relax. And notice your general emotional state. How do you feel right now? No need to search for anything. just be aware of how you feel, your mood, your overall sense of yourself. Now bringing your attention to the breath, just allow your attention to rest there, to settle there. For a little while, keep the breath in the foreground. If we view the mind as having a foreground and a background, keeping the breath in the foreground, widen your attention to include any strong body sensations or emotions that may arise from the background. And if any compelling sensations or emotions arise and they become foreground, they become compelling, turn your attention to it without judgment or reaction. Whatever arises in the mind belongs. And when it's no longer compelling, return to the breath, to your home. And if any compelling emotion arises, or any strong hindrance arises, recognize it, name it, allow it. Feel the sensations in the body and stay with the felt sense of emotion in the body until it passes. And if it persists and feels complicated, tease it apart. Notice the difference between the body sensations of the emotion and any story or commentary, or any attitude towards it. If an emotion fades on its own, no need to chase it to complete the formula. Just let it move away. If nothing compelling arises, no need to search for something. No need to look for something. Just rest on the breath. So, mindfulness practice allows us to learn to trust our emotional life, to allow ourselves to feel the full range of human emotions without repressing them, or without necessarily acting them out when it's not helpful. If afflictive emotions arise, we can meet them gently and with compassion. Sometimes, if they're overwhelming, we can approach them with bite-sized pieces. We don't have to do it all at once. We might just touch them briefly, just get familiar with them, get used to them, and then shift our attention consciously away. That's enough now. Next time it arises, maybe you can stay with it a little longer. Sometimes it's appropriate for grief, for strong fears. When emotions like delight and joy arise, we can fully appreciate them. We can stay intimate with them, experience them fully, and let them fade without trying to hold on to them. So as you continue with the day, stay close to your body. Your body is always here and now. So I have just a couple of announcements before we go on. And so please check the schedule, as most of you have practiced discussions this morning. And some of them start in just about 10 minutes or so. And you're all very welcome to, invited to come to the drop-in group tonight with Shelley at 7:15 Pacific. And enjoy the day today. Thank you.